This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump is responding to this week's cancellation of high-level talks with Afghan and Taliban leaders. VOA's Steve Herman reports.
U.S. President Donald Trump is denying he overruled Vice President Mike Pence and other administration officials about hosting the Taliban at Camp David for peace talks. Trump says a White House meeting with the Taliban would have been a step too far, but he thought Camp David would be good and still does. The president says after a Taliban attack last Thursday killed a U.S. soldier and 11 other people, it was he alone who decided to scrap the peace talks.
It was my idea, and it was my idea to terminate it. I didn't discuss it with anybody else.
The Taliban are warning that American troops will suffer more than anyone else. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The Afghan Taliban captured another district in northern Takhar province on Monday, a third fall into militant control in the province this month. A spokesman for Takhar's governor told VOA Afghan security forces retreated from the district center after 2 days of heavy fighting. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam said Tuesday it would be extremely inappropriate for the U.S. or any other foreign government to interfere in the city's affairs.
But to interfere into Hong Kong's internal affairs in terms of what we are doing under the basic law, protection of freedoms and liberties. This is totally unnecessary.
The embattled leader's warning was in response to a rally outside the U.S. consulate Sunday held by pro-democracy demonstrators calling for a passage of a bipartisan bill in the U.S. Congress aimed at boosting their efforts.
There are close to 1,400 U.S. companies in Hong Kong, so they will, of course, enjoy the benefits arising from any bilateral relationship.
Sunday's rally evolved into yet another violent clash between protesters accused of vandalizing subway stations and blocking traffic. This is VOA News. In Britain, that legendary